Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. That's right, still in Tampa, still quarantined in COVID-19. And I mean quarantine, I mean things haven't changed here at the Kelly household because my wife's a teacher and it is summer break for our children. So I have everybody home and I have to figure out ways around the house and outside the house to keep conducting business and keep working every day like the rest of our industry. So we are in day three of PMA, food service delivered. It is Wednesday, July 22nd, 2020, and I'm looking forward to today. We've got a few different chefs coming up. Our theme of the day is menus. We've got a couple cool sponsors. We're gonna give you 5 tips on how to navigate the PMA site. But really, we're here to connect globally. There's a lot of things happening with a couple mixers tonight from all the way down under in Australia, which is coming up later tonight. So I want to welcome everybody to day 3 and just really get ready for a day of fun. Have you noticed that the scavenger hunts have gone up and above? There's new items that get listed on there every single day. So make sure you're participating. And remember, I told you yesterday that we were going to have a couple interviews. That's right. We're going to hear from Fox Packaging and Mission Produce. That's right. The avocados, the world's finest avocados today. So I'm looking forward to today and I'm glad you're here with me. So as we discussed, today's theme of the day is menus. That's right, menus. We're going to talk all things menus with a few of our leaders in the produce and supply chain industry today. And some of the things that I saw from the PMA Today show, which I love, Don High is doing a great job. He's, you know, been dedicated to giving us the full in-track, up-to-date version of every morning of what the PMA has to offer. So really cool to see that. As he said today, we are midway through this digital event. And guess what? We're exploring more and more of how important it is to communicate and come together in this pandemic. And as I said in one of the sessions last night, is that these virtual sessions are not going to replace the in-person sessions, but what they're going to do is lead on to something bigger, creating hybrid sessions. We'll have more people join and be a part of these communities if we offer more than just in-person events, right? Because I've been hearing on the calls, a lot of people are extroverts and they want to be out in front of everybody. But guess what? I'm still seeing a lot of cameras turned off. That means there's a lot of introverts out there, right? And even myself, I had my camera turned off a few times. One, I had the kids in the background running around, had it on mute so I could pay attention at least and listen to the sessions and no one could be distracted. Or if I was eating or something like that, right? But again, I think that there's a lot of people getting value from these sessions that traditionally would not go and to the PMA and get this type of value. So explore the importance of this show. And then also, some of the things that we're talking about is explore the importance of food options to our consumers, right? A lot of these menus from these restaurants are made with love and passion, as Robert was saying, right? So think about that. I mean, you really got to think that these menus aren't created because they're just trying to sell a bunch of items. No, they're being created because this is what they love to do, what inspires them, what gets them up in the morning to get in the kitchen and start cooking. And most of us, it's almost like a pain to cook. You know, how many times does your wife, your husband, your spouse say, you know, when you say, what are we doing for dinner? They look at you like, well, what are we doing for dinner? You know, so we got to respect the chefs. We got to give them huge shout outs to what they're doing and creating a new experience for us to watch them in their home kitchens, which is obviously a new experience for them as well. So there's a couple chefs' menus today. One starts at noon, and then the other one is later tonight, like I said in the beginning in the intro, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Thursday in Australia. That's right. So we're going to have some cool experiences tonight. There's also some individual sourcing meetings that I saw. I'm going to be interested to see a couple of those and how they work out today, because we can then understand how to make new relationships online. And then also, don't forget the Global Connections Mixer tonight as well. So that's just giving you a little bit of heads up of what's to come on the day. But remember, let's focus on menus. My buddy Gary Lowe, who was on the episode earlier in the year, is speaking later tonight. So please get on and check out Gary Lowe of Demudo. He's got great things happening within blockchain technology and an overall leader within the produce and supply chain industry. So with that being said, let's go ahead and talk to our first interviewee, Victoria Lopez, who manages marketing at Fox Packaging and Fox Solutions. Now, she also spoke yesterday during one of the sustainable packaging breakout sessions. Let's welcome Victoria to the show. Hey, Victoria, welcome to the show today.
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, it's great. So we are in day three of the PMA Food Service Delivered Concert. I'm going to say it again. For some reason, I've been stuck on saying concert for all of these conferences. And it was funny, I did an interview with Lauren Scott, who's the chief marketing officer at the PMA. And she's like, keep the concert going. She's like, I like it. I did. For some reason, it's still stuck in my head that we were in a concert. But thanks for joining me today. You know, again, give us a little bit of overview of yourself and your organization.
Well, I manage the marketing here for Fox Packaging and Fox Solutions. And really what we are is we are thought leadership partners when it comes to flexible packaging specific to fresh produce, and then we help you support it from the packing all the way out to distribution on our automation side.
I love it. Now, it was funny because we spoke at a different trade show, a different virtual event earlier in the year, and this is kind of the second one now we have attended and have met up at. So one, we've now seen there are correlation between relationships in this virtual networking, virtual summits that are happening, because we were able to connect again. But what was funny, as I told you off the mic, is what I said, you were presenting yesterday during the sustainable packaging Zoom call. And I was like, wait a minute, is that Victoria who I'm supposed to speak with tomorrow? Like, it was almost like, what do they call it? Like celebrity shock, right? I saw you on the video, and then I had to go and check my email, and then I sent you an email during your presentation. I was like, hey, I'm watching you. You know what I mean? So I thought that was cool, right? And I thought that's one thing that has been able to connect everybody through this pandemic, right?
Completely. And it's so fun because, I mean, at least on the marketing end, we are sometimes the first point of contact for a lot of individuals who are looking for solutions. So through these virtual events, I've been able to put so many faces to the names and build out these relationships and be like, hey, you're the girl who helped me answer that question or get my bags. And it's like, yes, it's so nice to meet you. And it's been such a fun experience. And I mean, I feel like I've actually built some solid friendships, networking, collaborations, and, you know, always talking about the circular economy, but really being able to find these like-minded partners out there in the United States in the produce industry and being able to like stand side by side. So that's a lot of fun.
I agree. And it's happening more and more and more. And as I've told a lot of people, if you're in a different industry, these virtual conferences have been happening well far beyond, you know, the produce industry. I think that, as I say in a lot of our talks, is that the produce industry is coming into this technology more and more and more, and we're going to realize and figure out how to utilize these tools, just like we have our smartphones, to gain proper relationships and to even really gain business from it, because this is a new way. I mean, there's more texting going on. There's more Zoom calls going on. The different accountability within management is going on. So it's just totally crazy. But beyond that, how do you like the PMA Food Service Delivered virtual show so far?
So far, I've actually enjoyed it. And, you know, building off of what you just said, these virtual conferences are helping bridge gaps. So between maybe us millennials and some of the baby boomers, and really highlighting how technology is convenient. You know, sometimes we have this mentality, oh no, that's extra work. But if you make it fun and all you realize is, you know, you're not just sitting in a room by yourself talking to a computer, you are engaging and building relationships. And I've had so much fun listening in on these educational sessions and participating in them. And I think it is just a tremendous resource for everyone across the board.
100% agree. And you know what? You brought it up, millennials and baby boomers. I co-authored a book called Millennial Boom, and it's all about helping millennials and boomers thrive together in life and work. And that is what our industry is trying to do right now, because we have a ton of millennials in the produce industry, and we have a ton of baby boomers in the industry as well. So matching those two together has been just so in awe for me, because it's one of the things I've written about and I've studied for more than 10 years. And to see it to start happening, I love it, right? And to see these virtual connections. And as I say, you know, if you're on these Zoom calls, show your face. Don't be scared, right? Just go ahead and show your face, pop in and say hello, because that goes a long, long way. So Victoria, how are you doing on the site though? Are you navigating the site well? Because we're gonna give 5 tips on how to navigate the site a little bit later today, but how are you navigating the whole site in general?
In general, I mean, I'm pretty tech savvy, but the way they laid everything out, it's just easy and accessible for everybody to find exactly what they're looking for.
Right. And I was going through a lot of the PMA plays, the networking, the solutions yesterday, and the videos are clear. One thing I thought was cool was the Calendly. You're able to schedule appointments with the companies if you want to. So you get to see their availability. So again, a lot of these things are really cool. They're coming into place to be in action, right? There's action items with these conferences now. You're not just going and viewing a website. You're actually having to participate and actively be involved to get those meetings, right? Because I don't think you'd be able to do that just by going to a website, sending an email on the normal way. This is a different way of connecting. So I love it. I love what they're doing. I love what all the industries are doing to come together. But let's give some of our listeners out there, because we have everybody listening from consumers, wholesalers, growers, packers, shippers, and retailers. What kind of any advice or suggestions can you give out to anybody in our listeners that are on this food service delivered show, virtual conference this
week? I mean, in general, I think it's important to go into these things with a goal. So these conferences too, just like how you said, being able to schedule a meeting, you're being able to get like valuable resources out of it. So you're not just going to network, you're actually building those connections. And it's something you can bring back as a data point and be able to bring in some of that new business. And how you said, don't hide your face. You're actually creating that familiarity between yourself and your brand. And understanding that that personality makes individuals comfortable to be able to approach you guys or each of us to be able to help answer some of these questions that consumers and retailers have across the board.
Agreed. 100% agree. Well, Victoria, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about Fox Packaging and Fox Solutions and giving some advice to some of the listeners that are out there. So I look forward to having you on the show again to dive a little bit deeper into Fox Packaging and Solutions. But other than that, I will see you virtually on the PMA Food Service Delivered Show.
Yeah, see you later.
It was great to hear from Victoria Lopez at Fox Packaging and Fox Solutions. If you want to check them out, check out Fox Packaging. They're a great company, and obviously you can tell great people and great leaders over there. Let's take this time to hear from one of our choice partners, Ag Tools. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show. Welcome back, everyone. It's always great to hear from one of our choice partners, Ag Tools. Now, as I discussed earlier, I was going to give you our top 5 tips on navigating the site. Now, these tips were provided by Siobhan May, the Director of Communications for the Produce Marketing Association. So you might have some tips. You might have some cues on how to navigate this site. So let's talk about our top five from the PMA. All right, let's get going. Number one, connect with others. That's right. Set up your networking profile and use the chat feature to message one another. You know, there's several industries here. There's probably colleagues and there's many people you could have a private chat with. Use social media to share and follow the hashtag PMA Food Service Delivered and hashtag JoyoFresh, JoyoFresh. And don't forget to contribute while you're talking with others. Contribute your thoughts, your ideas to move the industry forward in this forum, a place to discuss important industry topics before, during, and after the sessions. Great tip for number one. Number two, discover solutions, products, and services. Don't forget, watch videos, pitching ideas, and solutions to top industry challengers in the Solution Samplings tab. I went through some of these yesterday and today. I highly recommend that you do this. Learn more about participating suppliers in the Solution Sampling. Set up meetings and chat directly with them to learn more about their products and services. Don't forget, get a behind-the-scenes glimpse into products, services, and the supply chain by participating in short 15-minute chef's table sessions during your discovery. Tip number three, engage with industry issues and gain powerful insights. That's right. Join the industry at our chef's menu each day. These are 45-minute general sessions that will move the industry forward, okay? Gain new perspectives on the supply chain, operator challenges, the tasting and menu sessions. These are designed short enough to give you something pretty much to chew on all day long. And then again, within engaging with the industry, connect with others with similar interests. Several mixers or discussions are geared towards young professionals, global business challenges, and women's fresh perspective. Great tip number three. Number four, participate at a time that works for you. Don't get stuck behind your computer all day. Join these sessions when they are readily available for you. They are DVR'd, as we say, right? You can go back and watch these later. Heck, I did that today. I had internet problems, so I had to go back and watch a couple of these later. Make sure to bookmark the session you want to participate in regardless of timing. Many of these sessions are going to be recorded so you can view at a later date. So just watch the session later. It's totally okay. Now, check out what's on demand for special sessions, menu trends, food safety, and more. Come back for more, because guess what? There's going to be plenty to come through the end of July and through the end of August. Tip number five, have a little fun. That's right. Let loose a little bit. Let that camera come on. Let's see your faces. Click on PMA Place to take a little break from the day, right? Check those out. You can win a Bose Bluetooth headset, restaurant gift cards, swag, registration to an upcoming event. I mean, there's a lot of cool things that you can win by participating in the scavenger hunt. And take the personality quiz too. See who you are. I'm a passion fruit. I've seen a lot of other ones as well. So get to know who you are in line with and who those interests are so you can connect after the show. Participate in all the interactive mixers. I say that because I'm participating in them and they're cool. You get to learn recipes, mixologies, you know, so do check that out and check out the PMA Place for the shopping list and the recipes that have been created during this PMA Food Service Delivered show. Now, last but not least, show everyone your food service pride and give back to the industry by purchasing a Food Service Delivered t-shirt. Listen, all these proceeds go to the International Restaurant Coalition, and let's show the food service industry that we're here and we're here to support them. So these are five great tips by the Produce Marketing Association, and we appreciate Siobhan May for getting these over to us, and let's keep going with a great Food Service Delivered virtual showcase. Next, let's hear from Aiden Mowat of Hazel Technologies and Patrick Cortez of Mission Produce to hear more about the AVO Last program. Hi, Aiden. Hi, Patrick. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Love it. Well, it's great to have both of you on. As we kind of introduced in the previous episode and earlier today, that there's this cool new AVO Last program that was brought to us or the industry between this cool partnership between Mission Avocados and Hazel Technologies. Now, I'd love to learn more about this. program during the PMA Food Service Deliver Virtual Showcase. So can we get a glimpse of this program? Aiden, Patrick, I'm going to let you decide who's going to go first. Are we going to talk about the technology, or are we going to talk about the avocado first? Let's get right into this, though.
Patrick, I'm kicking it to you. Go ahead and sell the avocados to him.
Oh, thanks, Aiden. I appreciate that. That's a solid you're doing me. We're really excited about this partnership between our two companies. It's just been a great fit. Hazel Technologies, based in Chicago, USDA funded. We came together about 4 years ago, I believe, at another PMA event. And as we started doing some R&D with the technology that Aiden's company has put together in the produce space, and specifically the avocado space, we quickly found that we can extend the ripe shelf life of avocados. And so we started thinking, ding, 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 we have the ability to help our customer base to reduce shrink, which obviously benefits them with the bottom line. And then also the bigger picture of this, we have the ability to help fight this crisis we're in, that is food waste. So it checks all the boxes all the way around. It's good for the planet, it's good for the environment, and it's good for profit. So it just made perfect sense when we can extend the shelf life that 2 to 4 days and give consumers more positive experiences with avocados.
You know, I 100% agree with you, because when I spoke to Denise Junquero from your marketing department, we talked about how much I love avocados. And I would always tell her, listen, I buy multiple bags of avocados at a time, because I say sometimes some do go bad before I use them. And she's like, no, we want everybody to have this great tasting avocado. So to hear there's this type of new program, this Avo Last, to maybe extend that a little bit more, I mean, I'm excited to hear more about it, because I'm already an avocado, I call fan or freak anyways, man, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think what's also interesting about what you just outlined is one of the cool benefits we found in doing the R&D on this is that not only can we extend the shelf life, but we are also able to extend the internal quality. We're able to preserve the internal quality longer. And Patrick, I'm sure you've been down this path before where you've bought a bag of avocados. You forgot about it for some reason, or you just didn't get to it. You feel it. It feels like a water balloon, and you're thinking, oh, this is not going to be good. You cut into it, it's all black. Well, with Avolast, we've shown that we have the ability to decrease those incidents. So maybe next time you forget about it, or whatever the case may be, you may have a better experience cutting into that avocado. So we've got the double whammy of the positive effect of Avolast.
I love it. I do. I think it's going to be great. And I think as the consumers start to get a hold of this and their avocados last longer, that'll help consumers, right, order more produce, right? Because that's the biggest thing within our produce industry and this food waste. And it's on both sides, right? It's on the growing side, and it goes all the way through the supply chain through the consumer side, right? And as I told you guys earlier off the mic, you know, Mission sent me a box of avocados, and I still have plenty of them left. I'm telling you, none of those will go to waste. I'm doing my best, but again, if some go overripe or things happen, we all see that. So I'm hoping this program will help last avocados a lot longer. And I'm also interested to hear from Aiden, too, on the technology side. Aiden, can you give me some insights on this side and what your company's done to make this Avo Last program grow?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in a broader sense, Hazel Technologies has the mission to stop food waste by preventing spoilage in the supply chain. And we do that by giving, you know, unprecedented control of shelf life of crop to the suppliers that are active in the market. What we've done is we've invented some proprietary technologies that allow us to create active packaging materials, packaging inserts, and the like, that when put into the storage atmosphere of the avocados, they help us control the atmosphere and control the metabolic activity, respiration rate, and other key quality parameters of those avocados. So, you know, in essence, what we're able to do is from, you know, all the processes in storage and transit all the way to the retail shelf, we're able to treat those avocados atmospherically. So we're not, you know, we're not using a spray, we're not using a dip, no chemical additives, no residue, no new chemicals added to the food supply chain. But the power of that atmospheric biochemistry is so powerful that we're able to, you know, extend that shelf life both in the supply chain itself, so with your sort of hard and in-process avocado, and then even past the supply chain and into the retail and consumer shelf life, because we've taken full control of the biological processes behind that avocado's ripening process. So that's how we're able to deliver, you know, a ripe avocado, but with 2 to 4 additional days of shelf life, even after the retail point.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I know another interview that I read that you spoke on, you talk about the impact and the ripple effect that makes throughout the supply chain. And I think you kind of just commented right there on how that affects the entire supply chain.
Yeah, I mean, the way that we view it, and I think this is very, very important, is that all the stakeholders in the supply chain are connected, right? So whether it's a grower like Mission that's out there, you know, doing the growing, the packing, the shipping, whether it's the retailers that they serve or the consumers that they serve, that's one contiguous supply chain. And we got to think about each element of it. Each element has its own unique challenges and contributions to the waste profile that afflicts the world today. But if we take these kinds of integrated, flexible solutions that give a grower like Mission the opportunity to deploy this technology in many, many, many different segments, many different fragmented segments of their own international supply chains, then we really have the ability to affect change, because we can affect change everywhere at the same time for all of those stakeholders.
Well, you know what I have to say to that is, holy guacamole. I mean, listen, I love what you guys are doing. I mean, again, there, like you said it again, there's a couple interviews that I've read that you're already in. I read about the food waste. I read about a couple of these things, and I love what you guys are doing. I love what Mission is doing. And so, listen, we've got consumers that listen to this podcast and they listen to the show. So we're consumers. We're all consumers. How, as a consumer, how do I know if I'm in the show? Geez, I'm so used to being in these virtual shows. If I'm in the store or if I'm ordering online, as we've seen, how, as a consumer, are we going to know that this Avolast program is in place? Is it only buying a Mission avocado?
No, I think that's one of the interesting things as this thing continues to develop. Let me start with the beginning of that. The idea is for the consumer to not have a different experience with the avocado, or we're in the midst of food service delivered, the food service distributor to not have a different experience. If the consumer has to interact with the technology, we're going to fail. So we've crafted a program to where the consumer can still have the same experience, but the retailer has longer to sell it and the consumer has longer to utilize it. Now, in terms of answering your question, is there's a number of ways of doing it. Signage at retail level, advertising by the retailer or the food service chain as well. And we have an exclusive partnership in Fresh Hass Avocados with Hazel Technologies, but we want to share this across the entire avocado category, right? Anybody that is extending the shelf life and reducing waste and creating positive experiences with avocados benefits not only Mission Produce, but our competitors in the category as a whole. So the idea is for us to cultivate, develop, perfect the way we implement this across multiple supply chains, and then make it available to the entire avocado category.
That's fantastic, because you know what? That's about social responsibility as it gets right there. You're not just focused on you and your company. You're focused on the entire industry. So I do love that, Patrick. I appreciate you saying that, because again, in this time, especially in this pandemic, relationships, communication, all these things are coming into play, and we're not going to get anywhere by doing it by ourselves, right? By working, learning together, it's going to help the industry grow and go further than they ever have before. So as we look at this Avolast program and we roll it out, what do we see, for the futures to come? I mean, if we look at, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is stating 80 billion pounds of waste. Was there some type of number that we were thinking that you're saying, hey, we're going to start this program and our goal is to, eliminate 1% of all the avocado waste or food waste within our industry? Was there a number you maybe put on that?
No. Because we didn't want to limit ourselves. I mean, in a perfect world, it'd be zero, but we don't necessarily live in a perfect world. I think the idea is for us to make steps in the right direction. This is still very new technology, very much in its infancy, and we're still perfecting the way we're going to go about through various supply chains. But I think the goal is to make sure we're moving the ship in the right direction, and we're doing that. I think the other goal too, Patrick, is to utilize this technology to bring avocados to parts of the world where the supply chain might be too challenging. You know, where it takes 60 days to get from a growing origin to India, let's say. And so I think all in all, it's about continuing a collective effort of moving this thing forward, knowing what the end goal is, which is to reduce, shrink, and throw away, and just the consumption of resources that end up in a trash can, reduce that as much as possible.
And yeah, Patrick, let me calibrate you on that. You know, so yes, Hazel this year, and I'm not speaking specifically to the avocado market, but I think this is instructive. Hazel this year is on track to treat just over 3 billion pounds of produce in about 12 different countries. And, you know, within those treatment parameters, there's a lot of different variability in waste, but we've done a lot of studying and we've found that we expect that to result in a net savings of more than 500 million pounds of produce this year alone. But, you know, that's a big number. It's not a small number at all, but that's still not big enough. I mean, that's we still have a trillion pound problem ahead of us, because that's about how much food gets wasted in the world every year. So we can definitely make strong strides like Patrick Cortez is suggesting. But, you know, it's all a process of doing better every day until we get to the finish line.
Yeah, you are right. I mean, and I do agree with both of you. I think it's a great opportunity for the industry, and I think sky's the limit, right? And I kind of had an idea you were going to say that, because, I mean, in speaking with Denise and the way Mission is, I agree, it's going to be sky's the limit on how we can help the industry, not just one company. So, hey, listen, Patrick, Aiden, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today and giving our listeners a little sneak peek at this AvoLast program that Hazel Technologies and Mission Produce have put together. So again, I thank you both for coming on the show, and I look forward to getting some more avocados in the store to last a little bit longer.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
It was great to hear from Hazel Technologies and Mission Produce. I love what they're doing with avocados and their AvoLast program. So it is day 3 of the PMA Food Service Delivered Virtual Showcase. And we've got a couple more events to go over. But guess what? We are going to do that tomorrow in day 4. So enjoy the rest of your night. Enjoy the mixers. Enjoy the late night sessions. Have a great time with the people from Australia down under. Gary Lowe from Singapore. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are going to be on the call tonight that you're going to enjoy. So we will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.